Well, hi there. Welcome back. I'm excited to dive right into this lesson as we talk about the differences between strategies, lessons, and projects. You know, one of the great openers for arts integration is with strategies. We talked about that way back in Sprint 1. But it can be all too easy for teachers to get stuck in just using strategies and never moving into an actual arts integration lesson. Similarly, it's also common to see teachers using single one-off arts integration lessons and never weaving them into a long-term project. So today, we're going to chat about when it's appropriate to use each of these and how to grow from one to the next. Here is what we're going to cover. The connections between strategies, lessons, and projects. The single switch that will instantly move you from strategy to lesson. How to make adjustments to your lessons and extend them into projects when you're ready, and the lesson implementation cycle. The connections between strategies, lessons, and projects are incredibly important. Now, in the beginning, art strategies are definitely the way to go. As we've already talked about, they initiate a quick win for teachers and help students immediately make new and interesting connections. And because strategies are quick to learn and implement, you can cover a lot of ground in a short amount of time. You can easily share 3 to 4 strategies in each of the arts areas in a half-day PD session, and teachers can confidently start using them right away. Now, if that's something you'd like to try, remember you have access to that strategies masterclass and resource guide in your bonuses area. Many times, teachers will take a single strategy in an arts area that they are comfortable with and try it out in their classroom as a warm-up. This is great, and you're going to want to celebrate that effort. But the tendency can be to stop there or to try a few more strategies and to always use them either as a warm-up, as a brain break, or as a fun closure. And this lulls teachers into a false sense that they're doing arts integration because they're using some helpful strategies and seeing some moderate success. For example, many teachers really love using visual thinking strategies like See, Think, Wonder or Puzzle, Think, Explore from Project Zero. And they use these as the opener for each of their lessons. When you ask them about arts integration, they say things like, "Oh, I love arts integration. I use it all the time in my class. We open every lesson with it and the kids share some amazing insights." But when you dig a little deeper or you ask to see their lesson plan, the strategy is the only thing that they're actually using for arts integration. A lesson, on the other hand, is much more intentional. As we've already talked about in the previous session, arts integration lessons not only have standards and assessment alignments, they also seesaw back and forth between the content and arts content areas throughout the lesson sequence. That's a totally different expectation than simply adding a few fun strategies to your current lesson. Finally, an arts integration project is something that's much more long-term. This is when there are multiple components in both the content and arts areas that are being addressed, and they may take several days or even weeks to pull together. Think of something like creating a musical from scratch or designing a hydroponics lab. These are much bigger in scope and scale, and they take a lot of time and planning. In fact, this is what many academic books share as examples for arts integration. And because they share only these large-scale projects, many teachers don't even attempt arts integration because they instantly think that it will take up too much time. So when is it appropriate to actually use one of these lessons or each of these kinds of pieces? Well, definitely start teachers with strategies and not projects. You do want to build up those quick wins. Or if you're working with teachers one-on-one who are having difficulty seeing how arts integration could work in their classroom, share a strategy. After they've had some success with strategies, you're going to leapfrog them from strategies to lessons. More on that in a minute. But the idea here is to help them transform their lesson planning to become standards-based between the arts and content areas, and to embed this approach more deeply in their teaching practice. This is definitely going to take some time to get right. Teachers should ideally have done multiple arts integration lessons, 2 or 3 per quarter for at least 2 quarters before moving into a large-scale arts integration project. Arts integration projects are great to use for culminating events or to pull together multiple arts and content areas. These should be used only once in a while, once or twice per year. These are things like student showcases, installations, gallery shows, community projects, or performances. The idea here is to work on something in collaboration with multiple teachers, and students, and community stakeholders, and to extend student learning into a meaningful, overarching learning opportunity that ties it all together. Think about strategies, lessons, and projects like a pyramid. Strategies provide your base. Lessons are at the heart of the approach, and projects are a way to cap off your efforts. So how do you get out of the strategy rut and over into building those high-quality, engaging lessons? Through a technique called leapfrogging. Now, did you ever play leapfrog as a kid? You get a running start while somebody else is crouched low to the ground, and then you put your palms on their back while you leap over them. That's what we're doing to get from strategies to lessons. Here's what I mean. Once teachers are comfortable with arts integrated strategies, they have a running start. Now you have them consider how to use that strategy within the content instruction itself, rather than as just a warm-up or a break from the real learning. For example, say that I had students use the See, Think, Wonder strategy at the beginning of a lesson by looking at the icon painting of Washington crossing the Delaware. After they've completed that exercise, pull out the text of Paul Revere's Ride. Have them use the same See, Think, Wonder strategy for each paragraph of the text. What do they see as imagery based on the words in the poem? What do they think Longfellow was trying to convey as the author? What do they wonder was happening at this period of time, or what might happen next in the poem? Now, teachers have leapfrogged from just using the strategy as a prompt to using it in a very purposeful way within the lesson. This becomes a great transition into the lesson writing process. Now, once teachers start to use the art strategies intentionally in their lessons to connect with other content areas, now they're ready to look at standards alignments and to continue this process through lesson planning. That's how you help them make this less threatening and overwhelming. After you've moved your strategies into lessons, then it's time to reflect on the effectiveness of the lesson itself. Inside every effective lesson, there's some components that always shine through. Here's what you want to make sure is a part of the lesson delivery. Both the content and art standards were taught throughout the entirety of the lesson. The transitions were smooth and connective. Students were on task and engaged throughout the lesson, and the assessment truly measured the stated objectives. Once you've checked off those components, then it's time to reflect on the actual process. Ask yourself how your lesson met or exceeded your expectations. Jot those things down, and then list three successful elements to the lesson, followed by two things that you'd like to change. From there, consider when your students were most engaged, and then look at their assessments. What do those assessments tell you about the lesson? Now, I've included this outline of questions and framework in your workbook for this lesson, so be sure to download that below. You can use that to reflect on any arts integration lesson. You can also then use that reflection to help guide you towards a culminating arts integration project. Brainstorm how to pull these previous lessons together into a cohesive project where students use what they learned in their previous lessons to solve a large problem or to develop a larger showcase for the community. Think about where they were most engaged in each lesson that you did and if any patterns emerge. Also, look at what didn't work. Is there a pattern there too? If so, use these things to help craft a project that dives into filling these gaps and extending student engagement. Okay, now let's pull all this together. The beauty of arts integration is in the flexibility within the approach. Think of your implementation like a set of concentric circles. Start with your first inner circle. This is your strategy circle. For this, you select a single arts area and a set of strategies within that area, like visual thinking strategies. You teach those strategies, and then the next step is to have teachers implement that set of strategies in their classroom. You observe those strategies in action, provide feedback, and ask teachers to try them again. Then you might add another set of strategies in a different art form, followed by more observation and feedback. You'll do that until teachers have a toolbox of strategies in each arts area. Finally, you'll help teachers use the strategies to leapfrog into a lesson. This completes your one implementation cycle for strategies and propels you into your next implementation cycle for lessons. So that inner circle cycle starts with using a strategy to leapfrog into the lesson, then working through the collaborative planning framework. And from there, the teacher can either create a single lesson using their collaborative planning document or work with other teachers to create a set of curriculum maps, followed by creating a lesson using the maps as a reference. Once they create the lesson, they deliver it to students. And then finally, they reflect on the process and make any adjustments necessary. Teachers can continue this cycle for as long as they want. Once they have several lessons designed and implemented, they can move into the project cycle. This final circle starts with a set of integrated lessons. Teachers can review previous lessons for common themes and areas of high student engagement or struggle as a way to guide and develop a large-scale project. Or they can look at their current curriculum for an overarching theme, problem, or challenge and use that to design a large-scale project using a series of arts-integrated lessons. From there, they develop a sequence of lessons surrounding the large topic and a specific big outcome. They can then implement these lessons strategically over a series of weeks or months, and finally share their presentation of the finished project. There is then a time of reflection before working on the next large project. Finally, you get to the outside circle. The outside circle's implementation cycle is broad, and it encompasses all of the work that you've done in each of the inner circles. You start working through a set of strategies, move the strategies into being embedded within a lesson plan, then move into writing and delivering fully developed arts integrated lessons, followed by one or two culminating integrated projects, and finally reflect on the process, make adjustments, and start again. Now, if you're thinking about this long term, you can set this up over a set of years. For example, in year one, you focus on the strategy's inner circle and maybe the lesson circle. In year two, you spend a lot of time in that lesson circle and maybe one project circle. And in year three, you're fully in that outer circle going through each of the three stages of implementation: strategies, lessons, and projects. Now, this is just one way to do this. The beauty of arts integration is the flexibility, remember? There are countless ways to move teachers through strategies, lessons, and projects. The important thing here is to be strategic and purposeful with your sequence of introducing, implementing, and assessing your project progress towards using the methodology. You made it. Way to go with sticking through this lesson. These are really specific details, but it's through the details that we get a better process and product for our students. Be sure to download today's workbook and try out the lesson adjustment guide on any lesson that you currently have, arts integration or otherwise, that you've done in the past. Practicing this kind of reflective practice is something we often don't take the time to do, and it's so important to helping us find our own positive and negative patterns. Great job today, and I'll see you in our next lesson.